Beautiful Sugya. I don't remember where we left off exactly Wednesday, because it's, but we were basically, we were doing that there's a machlokes in the tour, right? I think that's where we started to read it. There's a machlokes whether the Taisa says, and the Rosh has the same thing, that we see from our Gemara that for a mitzvah overes, you don't have to spend a third. And then he says, you also don't have to spend a fifth. He brings a raya from Ksuvis, Amavazes, Ayavazes, Yosem Echaimish. Then he brings a raya from Sukkah that Chosha Busra Gamliel, Chikona Esrik Be'elavzuz. So the question was, Tosfos doesn't say what the share is. He just proves that it's, you don't have to spend a third, you don't have to spend a fifth. And it proves from Rabbi Gamliel that there is also, you don't have to spend all your money. But he doesn't say what the share is. So we wanted to, so we saw that the quote of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that you don't have to spend, you're not obligated. In other words, you could, but you're not obligated to spend more than a tenth. The same as Starka. And I brought the Beis Yosef. I think we did this. I believe. Just let me know if I didn't make any mistake. I'm getting mixed up. I think we did it. The Beis Yosef says he doesn't know where Rabbeinu Yeruchim got his share from the tenth. And the Yehor Rabba, which we didn't see inside, but it's quoted in the footnote, says that the Beis Yosef didn't see the Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside. Because Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside said the Farish, how he knows, because he learns out from Staka. And just like we learn out from Staka that you don't spend more than a fifth, we also learn out from Staka that you're lachatzila only obligated, you know, the obligation is only a tenth. So we were not too happy with the, to say, you know, that the Beis Yosef really didn't see Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside. I assuming, I told the guy, that's like a nice way of the Yehor Rabba saying that the Rabbeinu Beis Yosef made a silly mistake. But Mistama, there's more to it, Pashas. Even if he didn't say it, even if he didn't see it inside, there's a question on the Beis Yosef, why couldn't he figure that out himself? That obviously, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim learned it from Staka. So we said, I think we said something kind of Svara on Wednesday, that there was a, that it stuck as a shear, right? I think, Shamir, I think you said that, someone said that. Okay. So the Maisa, there's a very interesting Bir Halacha, which seems to ask the question, why does he, so let's read that Bir Halacha inside. And, right, but we were Medayik, Lechaira, that Taisus also, we were Medayik from the Lashon of Taisus, that Taibis does not hold the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That's what we wanted to claim. Because if Taibis held the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, then we said that the agenda of Taibis's agenda is not to know, discuss what you're allowed to do, but Taibis's agenda is whether you're tzarech. See the opening line, mashma de ein tzarech levazeis. So, and also from the Gemara and Sukkah, Rabbi Gamliel also only proved whether your tzara. And also the time says Rafino Shlish Bezo Mashra de lo Mechayev. So the whole Taisus is focusing on whether or not you're chayev. Now it happens to be that from the Gemara in Ksuvis it says Mevadev Ayvadev Yosef Mechamesh, you also see that you're not allowed to, but that doesn't seem to be the agenda of Taisus. Taisus' agenda is whether you're in Tzara. So we had a question, why didn't Taisus bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Raya? Taisus' agenda is what you're Tzara, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that there's a valid Raya from Staka. So Taisus, he brings a Raya, Mashma, then Tzara, called Mimaino, if I call Mimaino. And then he brings him, so he should have brought another raya that you don't even have to do a tenth or more than a tenth. So the fact that Taisus didn't bring that raya, we thought, and I would say, you know, the same thing with the Rush. The Rush doesn't bring that raya. We thought that it's a clear mashmos that they don't agree with Rabbeinu Yeruchim. They hold like the Beis Yosef. Because we wanted to assume, as of Wednesday, that there's a clear machlokes here, people, that the Rabbeinu Yeruchim somehow or another learns out from Staka that you're not obligated to do more than a tenth. Beis Yosef clearly says you cannot learn from Staka. And we've said that Pashas, Tisus, and the Rush are both in the Beis Yosef's camp. Otherwise, they would have brought that Rai from Staka. Okay.
Rabbi Pashas shot, Staka is not. It's not a chi of mamish, meaning the Gemara, it called a mita beninus to give a tenth, and then you look at the halacha and show it's not like a chov of mamish. It's appropriate. It's mita beninus, but
okay, I don't know. So therefore, what are you trying to say?
Therefore, I'm saying is the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is not therefore Pashut, if he's comparing it to Tztaka, we have to look how he says over Tztaka, but if he agrees with how it's said over in the halacha. Of it being as something appropriate but not Mama Shehova, then that does not seem.
Then you're making it even more mako. You're even making more. In other words, you can, according to you, if you are right, I don't know if you're right, but if you're right, then if Rabbeinu Yeruchim feels you have a raya from Staka, and Staka is not, you don't even have to pay a tenth if you don't want to. You're saying, so then you have a raya from Staka even less than a tenth. But obviously, Tavis and the Rush doesn't hold of that raya. Otherwise, they would have brought it. So we were assuming, Pashtus, that Tavis and the Rush do not hold. That's what we assume. Maybe when we learn the Bir Halacha, we'll find out otherwise. But our assumption was the fact that Tavis and the Rush don't mention anything about a share of a tenth, even though they're discussing what's Sarach. And if there was really a raya from Staka, as Rabbeinu Yeruchim seems to claim, then they should have brought it. So they obviously hold there's no raya. The Beis Yosef also seems to say there's no raya. So I think what we left with, when we see the Bir Halacha talks about it, what is the machlokes? Why does Rabbeinu Yeruchim feel he has a valid raya from Staka? And Tosfos, even though he does bring the Gemara of Staka, so he does compare apparently mitzvahs to Staka. Nonetheless, he doesn't bring the raya from Staka that you're not obligated more than a tenth.
Rabbi, who is it who says that the Beis Yosef didn't see Rabbeinu Yeruchim?
Yeah, the Yor Rabba. We didn't see the Yor Rabba inside. I mean, we didn't.
But isn't it possible? Does that mean that Yor Rabba doesn't know about the
question? Excuse me, I just see the footnotes of the fancy tour we did on the I sent the guys a fancy tour. So in the footnotes of the fancy tour, he brings a Yor Rabba that says that the Beis Yosef obviously Beis Yosef is any of Dea. He says, what do you mean any of Dea? Just look at the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you'll see. So he says it must be that he didn't see the Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside. I would assume the answer is that he saw the Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside and didn't agree. But what? Sorry.
Doesn't that mean that therefore he holds there is no other shita? Because or else why couldn't it be that the Beis Yosef holds like another shita?
No, because the other shita says any of Dea. I don't know where it comes from. So we mean any of Dea. It's clear, it's some Staka, but we're saying that the Beis Yosef means to say is that I don't understand how you can prove it from Staka. In other words, I don't know. In other words, that's how we're. He just says to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I don't know where you got it from. So the Yor Rabba says, what do you mean you don't know where he got it from? He got it from Staka. The Torah says, but Staka is not such a clear proof. So that's why, that Staka is not a clear proof. So then it's right to say, I don't know where you got it from. Of course, he knows that he's quoting Staka, but he doesn't feel Staka proves the point. So I don't know where you got it from. Okay, anyway. Lemaisa, let's read the Bir Halacha. That's where we were holding. I don't remember, but I think that's basically what we were holding. So let's read this very, very, it's a short Bir Halacha, the first one. Very, very hard to know what he's saying. I mean, his words are not difficult at all, but it's just hard to understand. He's like, you know, you talk about double talking. So let's read this Be'alacha. So we're in Tav Resh Nun Vav. The Be'alacha Yosef Mechayesh. When I was in Israel 1 year, I went to a shir by Rav Plushinsky in Misafta Shabbos. He said that the best Mefarish, in his opinion, on Misafta Shabbos is the Be'alacha. That's what he said. So the Chavetz Chaim was, right, we believe, and that's what the Be'al says, that Chavetz Chaim was not just a big tzaddik, but he's also a tremendous abkin. And the world says just that because it's such a sitkas, the sitkas overshadowed his lamdas, so people didn't see his lamdas. But okay, so let's read this Be'al Lacha. Yezer Mechaimish, Ayin B'mogen Avraham, Shekozer B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. You have to spend a tenth. I don't know where he gets this. They didn't finish. Whoever quoted to the Beis Yosef, this Yerabbein Eruchim, didn't quote it fully. They didn't sign it. They didn't finish it. So I see him as Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Kidipirashi got his stalker. He says, and I got a proof from stalker, like we see by stalker. Says the Bir Halacha, be near on his side, as far as Abbas Yosef, the Ain Anu Yechom Nilmon Nisham. The after home Rav, Mistabra, the Ain Anu Chayavim Yoder Gamliel. Namra Zebi Gemara, the Chave Chavive Mitzvah Israel, Umash Malomi Din. That's a good raya. The Gam, the Shlish Bayis, Ein Chayavim, the other Baba Kama, the Gemaksha, Inuit Rami Tlosa Mitzvah. So those are all good rayas. Akoponim, Ulai Beyazimizah, Yeshchiv. But maybe you are Chayav, Chamishis or Shishis. I stuck up. There ain't on your home that will be stuck up. We can't learn out from stuck up that the Sham Yesh Ashir Komish Lami Dina Rakam Mabazay. No, you don't have to spend the fifth. It's only if a guy wants me Mabazay, he's spending a fifth. But even that line of Mabazay, Mabazay, as Mechomish implies that the Shechiv is not a fifth. I don't know why he puts that in brackets. That he should have said stuck on that. We know the share is stuck as a tenth. I don't know why. But okay. The Shom, who mitzvah Shane Oberes. Because stuck is a mitzvah Shane Oberes. A pinam ika niyam de kaime. You know them here. I know Yoko is kaime de achayim. Other people can give these aniyam. My Shane came back. It's like with diamond. She mitzvah Oberes. The chow are good for Adam. So he's saying that staka is not called a mitzvah overes, because mitzvah overes means that if you don't do it, there's going to be an avera in the world. There's going to be a bitul mitzvah. It's a terrible thing. But by staka, if you don't do it, so someone else will do it. So there's no avera in the world. It's after this guy by the acherim. So that's called, it wouldn't be mevatel taira taira for that. So therefore, also the chiyuv of how much money you have to spend is less. So he's saying that staka is a case of efshir nekai ma de'achem. We assume that the shir, the chazal, this is, you know, I would say this is daiche. We assume that chazal give a shir of a tenth. That's in all cases, even if you're on a deserted island, and it's not efshir nekai ma de'achem. You're the only person in the city who has any money. Everybody else has no money. But he's saying, no. When they gave that share of a tenth, they're talking about a normal situation where there are other people. Teda brings a raya. The Kamak Shagamora may have to be Ramay to Lotsa Mitzvasi. The local Maksha may be Pabit Pshitis for Homeway Vazib Yosef Mechaimish. Is why did the Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to slug up the Hava Min of Shad in Rav Zera, why they have to say it Misvara, whatever that he's trying to tell some mitzvah. So they could have just said, there's a beferish of memra. Everyone knows a memra. So you see, you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your money. And al korcho de halka binyaneinu do mitzvah overis kamritzvei. So he's basically saying that you can't learn out from staka, because staka is a mitzvah she'ein overis. And here we're talking about a mitzvah overis. Very simple. The million-dollar question is, but Taisus and which he's going to deal with, and I'm just jumping the gun, I'm just saying and thinking it out. But Taisus and the Rosh do learn out from staka, because they bring, they quote the Memram, and that, according to the Chofetz Chaim, there's no raya, because that's because it's not a mitzvah overis. But maybe if it's a mitzvah overis, you would have to spend more than a chaimish. So what's, how could Taisus bring a raya from a vazev? If staka is a mitzvah she'ein overis, because it's Efshrei de'acherim, so how could Taisus bring a raya in the rush, and Taisus bring a raya from Ayavazev Yosem Echaimesh? You know, just like they don't bring a raya from the fact that he's a tenth, they shouldn't bring a raya to a fifth. So now he says, the Gufa relates to this problem, and just said, no question, what he's trying to say. This, so they bring a raya from there. Who rak mahashmienu? That's only to teach us. Kemo sham chashu shema yani v'yistarech lebriyas. Okay, ain't nothing yaser mechaimish. Ken yesh lochash binyaneinu. So the question doesn't make any sense superficially. Obviously, it makes sense, but superficially. He says, Kemo shesham chashu shema yani, but that's because it's a mitzvah she'ein overis. But how do you know that the same thing would be true by a mitzvah overis? So what's he saying? Someone told me pshat in the Chofetz Chaim.
I think I said that this reminds me of something we said last week, that line is just bringing the idea into the world that there's such a thing as a limit. Until then, there was no basis.
That's a limit by a mitzvah overis, she'ein overis.
That's fine, but until then we did not have a limit.
So what's your raya? What does that have to do with anything?
Again, until that point, Tosis has no clear 100% raya of the idea of a limit in general. There's no, it's all mashma, mashma, mashma. And here he brings a raya of such an idea in the world, clear 100% raya of such a thing as a limit.
But not by our case. not by our case. Very nice. First of all, when Taibis is not interested in the fact that there's a limit, that's not the topic. Taibis is interested in what you'd start us. Second of all, that's not our case. So what do I care? What do I care that there's a limit by a mitzvah overis? I'm dealing with a mitzvah she'ein overis. I mean, there's a limit by a mitzvah she'ein overis.
So that goes even because there's
that is overis.
Even though it's not overis, there's an ani that's being, it's suffering, and you can't help him above a fifth. But that svara equals that it's a mitzvah overis.
He just got finished saying that staka is considered is a mitzvah she'ein overis, because if you don't do it, someone else is going to do it. So that's his assumption. And he even said it. That's why they didn't quote this bright memra, because so that means that this memra, more than a chaimish, is speaking about a case where you don't have to worry, because if you don't do it, someone else will do it.
But there's a delay in the ani getting help. So that okay, delay, and you're still not able to do it.
If the delay is a serious delay, then it's not called Efshar De'acherim. Apparently, it's not a serious delay, and that's why it's called Efshar De'acherim. If, in other words, if the delay would be enough that the ani is going to, you know, make a serious difference, then you would not be able to call it Efshar De'acherim. apparently the delay is relatively not such a big deal. And that's why it's called Afshin Iskaima de Acherim. That's what he says. He the Chavetz Chaim himself asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from that Memra? The answer is because it's that Memra is speaking about when it's Afshar de Acherim. So how does Tysus bring a raya from that Memra?
Our Gemara proved already that there's a concern of Shema Ya'ani. When the Gemara asked, you know, one third, if he's going to have three of those mitzvos, he's going to have to give up everything. So there's going to be an issue of Shema Ya'ani. Okay, that's what we already learned in our Gemara. From HaMevazbez LoYivazbez Yosem Chomesh, we see that from the fifth up, we have a concern that you're going to become an Ani. Tosas is only taking that concept from Kol HaMevazbez LoYivazbez Yosem Chomesh. You have to see that if you are concerned about Oni, at one-fifth, that kicks in. And that is what we're actually seeing from there. So we're not learning the Ikar Adin from there, but we are learning that at Chomesh, you have a concern of Shema Ya'ani.
Okay.
And at Chomesh, we say per se. At Chomesh, we say a blanket rule, we're not going to let you do more. That doesn't mean that inherently...
Because of what?
Because we're worried that people...
Because the Gemara says Shema Ya'ani. The Gemara says Shema Ya'ani.
Because people aren't going to make good judgments. We're worried people aren't going to make good judgments, and therefore we say a blanket rule, one-fifth, no.
Why?
Because people aren't going to make good judgments, and they're going to become poor.
The Gemara says Shema Ya'ani.
Can we stop? Let me say over, because I'm not sure yet this answers the question, but it's starting. Okay. But Shamir doesn't like it. Okay. But let me say over what you're saying. You're saying like this. You're saying... that from the Braisa, from the Memra, it's not a Braisa, it's a Memra of Amaroim, HaMevazev Ayivazev Yoser Mechaymesh, you can't prove our Gemara, anything, because that's talking about a mitzvah She'en Overes, and our Gemara is dealing with a mitzvah Overes. Therefore, when the Gemara wanted to go ahead, and the Gemara couldn't have asked on Rav Zeira from that Memra, because you can answer, Rav Zeira is talking about a mitzvah overis, and that's why you have to spend the third. And over there, it's talking about mitzvah shein overis, and that's why you don't have to spend more than a fifth. But meanwhile, our Gemara comes along and says that you don't have to spend a third. How does the Gemara say that? The Gemara says that based on Svara, because if you spend the third on three mitzvahs, you're not going to have any money left. Mara doesn't bring any raya. Mara's bearing out, figure that out, misara. Oh. So the Gemara couldn't have brought a raya from Tubis, so they had to bring their raya from Svara. Now that the Gemara brings this raya misara, the Gemara is saying in Svara, that for the sake of a mitzvah, even a mitzvah of veris, you don't do something that has a danger that you might become poor and there and you start labrius. So Tysus is bringing a raya from Tzuvis that the Gemara in Tzuvis says that even if you spend the fifth, you have that same problem that you're going to become poor and you start labrius. So Davis is saying, if the Gemara here said Misvara, that you don't have to spend a third, because maybe Yanni and Yistarach Lebriyah is. So, and the Gemara in Tzuvis says that when you spend the fifth, there's also Shasha, maybe Yanni and Yistarach Lebriyah is. So I can put 2 + 2 together, and I can figure out that by a mitzvah Overes, even you're not mechuyev to spend the fifth, because our Gemara tells us half the story. Our Gemara tells us that you don't have to spend for a mitzvah veres if there's a kshash and you might become an ani yistarach lebriyos. For that, you can't learn from Tzuvis. You can only learn that from our Gemara. The Gemara in Tzuvis tells us that there's a kshash of yistarach lebriyos when you spend a fifth. You put the two together, you know that by a mitzvah of eretz, you don't have to spend more than a fifth. Right? That's what you're saying. Okay. What do people say about this?
How do we see the connection by mitzvoveris? If tzedakah is not a mitzvoveris,
Tzedakah is not a mitzvoveris.
So then how can you learn a fifth by mitzvoveris?
Because you're saying like this, our Gemara is talking by mitzvoveris. And our Gemara puts down a principle that by a mitzvoveris, you don't have to spend money that you might become an ani and you start with b'riyas. That our Gemara says b'feirish. So I don't learn that from Tzuvis. I learned that from Baba Kama. The Gemara says, that can't be. So the Gemara, without any source, the Gemara figured that out, Misvara, that you don't have to go ahead and give all your money for a mitzvah. So even a third of your money, the Gemara assumes you don't have to give for a mitzvah, because there's a danger that once you give a third, you're going to keep on whatever, and then you're going to become an ani, and you're going to be, and you're going to need the start of priest.
Maybe we're more risk adverse in the case of a mitzvah than a non-mitzvah.
Okay, so apparently that the Rabbi Chaim doesn't seem to like. Okay, I hear.
I don't know. Again,
without that question, I hear that question, but Daddy feels that that's not such a good question. So he says, if you see from our Gemara the principle, you see the rule that whenever there's a shash of Shema Yoni, we don't do a mitzvah veris. And in Suvis, we see that there's a shash of Shema Yoni by a fifth. So you put 2 + 2 together. If you only had Baba Kama, you wouldn't know a fifth. If you only had Suvis, you wouldn't know a mitzvah shein overis. Overis. But when you have both together, so now you know everything. You know that by a mitzvah overis, you don't do something that risks your life. Therefore, a risk becoming an ani yistarach lebrius. And since Suvis defines that as by a fifth, so I can figure out that by a fifth, you don't have to spend a fifth.
And then why didn't we ask on Suvis on Reb Zeira? Because that's not a question, because Reb Zeira can argue?
Meaning,
why didn't we ask in Reb Zeira, how can you tell me a third? We know the most you can do is a fifth.
Because it doesn't say over there that that we're worried about, because over there is a mitzvah, she'en overis, and we don't know from over there in Suvis that by a mitzvah overis, we're worried about your being your ani. So we couldn't ask from over there because I could say that that's only a mitzvah she'en overis, but here we're a mitzvah overis.
But as soon as we kick in that the chashash is of ye'ani, and ye'ani is going to extend, tell us only a fifth, then we should be able to ask that question in Reb Zeira also, no?
Yeah, okay, so.
So we don't ask that in Reb Zeira.
Because first we had to kick in.
So the question only here is that a third. So therefore it's gonna come out, he's gonna come poor. It doesn't say, you said a third and we know what the shear is a fifth.
Okay, so let me say over what I think you're asking. In other words, you're saying like this, I think what you're asking is if the Gemara in Baba Kama was quoting a raya, that they're quoting some mikor. In other words, Enochinami, the Chavetz Chaim is right that in order to get this halacha, you need to add 2 + 2. You have to add two different concepts. One concept that it says in the Gemara in Tzuvis that for a mitzvah of Erez, you don't risk becoming poor, which you don't see from Tzuvis. And you have to add the Gemara in Tzuvis, which says that we're afraid the Gemara in Ksuba says by a fifth.
Right.
Okay. I said it wrong, I'm sorry. So he says you need those two Gemaras. But the Maisa, so Bishlama, it's our Gemara quoted a Mekor to this first point that you don't, for a mitzvah, even for a mitzvah overis, we don't want you to risk giving up all your money. If they quoted some mikor for that, so there'd be no problem. Why didn't the Gemara quote Ksuvis? Because Ksuvis doesn't prove this mikor, this din that by a mitzvah veres we're nervous. They wanted the Gemara therefore quotes whatever wanted to quote whatever they're quoting to prove that by a mitzvah veres we're worried about giving up all your money. But the Gemara Bava Kamma doesn't base quote any source to that din. That for a mitzvah overes, we're worried about you giving up all your money. The Gemara is saying it misfara denafshei. Gemara just says hashta and meatis ramine tlosa mitzvasa leitem lekuda beisa. So the Gemara is just saying misfara. Logic tells us that you don't have to give all your money for a mitzvah overes. So if anyway the Gemara is basing their question on logic. They have no source. And they're basing it on this logic. So then they could have gone to Ksubis. Because the Gemara, that's what I think you're asking, is the Gemara has in Bava Kamma this logic. They don't have any source for it. They just hold to this logic. That you don't have to go ahead and risk becoming an ani for a mitzvah. So now, once they have that logic, they could have quoted the Gemara and Ksubis.
Right, meaning with if we just had Ksubis, we would only know about a mitzvah of Overis. Now that they're going to come along and ask a question and say that a mitzvah that's not Overis, this logic applies, so then it should be Pashit, then the shear should be a fifth.
Right, so the Gemara, therefore, the question is, so you're saying, the Chavetz Chaim asked the Kasha, right before he said a Teda, why didn't the Gemara in Bava Kamma ask from the member of Ksuvis? So according to the Chavetz Chaim, that there is a valid raya from the member in Ksuvis, so why did the, so he's back to the question, and the way Sandy has explained the Chavetz Chaim, which I happen to suspect is right, that there is a raya from the Gemara in Ksuvis. So again, Hadra Kushya Nedukta. So why did the Gemara Bava Kamma quote the member in Ksuvis?
It doesn't add anything. The Ksuvis doesn't add anything to the question.
I can't remember the
question. The question's only
Svara. Let me repeat the question.
Is it the
Chaim asked the question in the line before, Teda, the Gamaksha Agamara Edemayata.
Right. Okay.
So his question was, why didn't the Gemara quote that memra?
So it's not relevant.
Wait. I already heard you. Okay. He asked the Gasha, why did the Gemara ask from there? His answer is because it's not relevant. But now you're telling me, Sandy, that it is relevant because the Gemara knows that you're not supposed to. The Gemara knows Misvara. The Gemara in Bava Kamma knew Misvara that you're not supposed to risk becoming Yisarach Lebrius. So then the Gemara in Ksuvis is very pertinent. So we're back with the question. Why didn't the Gemara quote Ksuvis? So things of Bishlama, it's our Gemara wanted to quote some source that says Beferish that you don't have to go ahead and spend money when you don't for a mitzvah overes, you don't put your risk losing all your money. Okay, so they need a source, but they have no source. They're anyway speaking Misvara. So if they hold that Misvara, then they could have just as well quoted the Gemara and Ksuvis. No, not good question.
At what point of the Gemara should Ksuvis be quoted?
Right away, because the Gemara anyway, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Ena me'ata, yivisramine t'losa mitzvose leisa l'kuda beisa. That question is predicated on an assumption that you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah of Eretz. The Gemara doesn't even speak that out. The Gemara never says you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah of eris. The Gemara never speaks it out. The Gemara just takes that for granted. The Gemara just saying, he is raminating tlosa mitzvah aleze kula besa. And obviously that's not right, because obviously you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah of eris. So the Gemara is not even speaking that out. The Gemara is just taking it for granted that you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah of eris. So the question that's being asked, so if the Gemara anyway takes that for granted, so then they could have gone to Ksuvis. Because once you take that for granted, then Ksuvis proves that the share is a fifth. So since the Gemara, Mishnah of the Gemara would have quoted some brisa that says that for a mitzvah overes, you don't have to spend all your money. Okay, that would have been fine, because without that brisa, we would have thought maybe for a mitzvah overes, you have to spend all your money. But the Gemara doesn't quote any source for that. The Gemara just says it, it doesn't even speak it out. The Gemara just assumes that misvara. Gemara just says, if it's Ramine Tulasa Mitzvasa, you won't have any money left. Yes, so what? Well, obviously, Misvara, we know that you don't risk giving up all your money for a mitzvah varet. So the Gemara just felt this was a dover pashit on the height. So the Gemara feels that it's pashit. So then the Gemara could have gone to Ksuvis.
It opens them up for a question of Overis. That's mitzvah in Overis.
I can't hear you.
That opens them up for to ask a question on them. That's specifically a mitzvah in Overis. Why bring in more information?
It's the same thing that the Chafetz Chaim says. The same thing that he said, I'm only bringing you a raya from there to one point. There are two points. One point is that you don't have to spend all your money. You don't have to risk becoming an ani for a mitzvah overes. That the Gemara assumed misvara. The Gemara doesn't even bother. Even our Gemara doesn't speak that out. The Gemara doesn't speak it out. And Tzubis just proves that when you're a fifth, there's a danger a mitzvah that you're gonna become an ani.
It's unnecessary additional information.
Why is it unnecessary additional information? That's a valid question.
They could fight themselves on the error.
That you spend the third. You can't spend the third because you might come in on it and you won't. You need to start with Brius. I see that from there. It says you don't even have to spend the fifth.
But even they're bringing in another number of a fifth.
Okay, I hear. Maybe that what?
I didn't understand which point in this. This Bir Halacha is Rabbi referring to.
The Bir Halacha at the end of the piece. He says, first he says, Teda.
Which one? Yosef Mechamesh?
What, the first, Yosef Mechamesh.
Okay.
So first he says that you can't bring a raya from Staka. And he's talking about the 10th. He says, right. That's a mitzvah overis. That's a mitzvah shein overis. I'm sorry. That's a mitzvah shein overis. And therefore, whatever we see by Staka doesn't apply to here. And he says, Teda, I'll prove to you that you can't bring a raya from Staka to a mitzvah of Eretz. Because if you could, why didn't the Gemara, our Gemara, quote the memra of a mevazeh v'ayivazeh v'yaseh mechaymesh? Right? So that's his Teda. So the Chafetz Chaim is raising a question. I didn't ask this question. The Chafetz Chaim asked this question. If not for the Chafetz Chaim, I would have said it's not a question. Who says that's only a member of Amoron? Who says it's a question that the Gemara should quote a member of Amoron? But the Chafetz Chaim feels it's a valid question. Why doesn't our Gemara in Baba Kama quote to prove the point? Quote, I'm evazev yaitzer mechaymish. He feels that's a valid question. And the only answer he has to that question is that proves that's a teda. That proves that you can't bring anything from staka because staka is a mitzvah she'ein overes. And our sugya is dealing with a mitzvah overes. So therefore it doesn't prove anything. So then the Chofetz Chaim asked the Kasha, new, so if that's the case, so how come Tavis and the Rosh bring something from Tzuvis? What's the proof? That's a mitzvah Shein Overes. So he says that the way Sandy explained it, which sounds good to me, that he's only proving from there that the problem of becoming an Ani applies by a Chaimish.
Right.
But so good. So now that you, now I'm saying 100 Kushan Atukta. So why didn't the Gemara quote Ksuvis to prove that point? Just like Tysus quotes Ksuvis to prove that point. So the Gemara should have quoted Ksuvis to prove that point. That wouldn't tell us that by a mitzvah overes, we're worried about losing all your money. But the Gemara doesn't have a source for that anyway. The Gemara just took that for granted. So let the Gemara take for granted what they take for granted, and prove from Ksuvis that you don't spend more than a fifth. So they should have still quoted Ksuvis.
Rabbi Mitzias, Tosis obviously doesn't hold like this because Tosis would have asked on the Gemara, and he's not asking the Gemara, he's extending the concept.
No, the Chofetz Chaim seems to say, not like you. The Chofetz Chaim says, it seems to say Tosis does hold like this because Tosis says, Umash is Sampa Paiskim, that's Paiskim means Tosis and the Rush. Paiskim means the Rush,
but the Rush is pervaded by Tosis. But Tosis appears to be extending the Chiddush beyond what a Gemara says, not feeling that there's a question on a Gemara. If Tosis felt there was a question in Gemara, he should have presented like that.
He knows the answer of the Chofetz Chaim.
Right.
But okay, so everything's good. The Chofetz Chaim is saying whatever he says in Tosis also.
Yeah, but my point is, we just had a problem with that Chofetz Chaim's question.
I understand, but obviously it's the answer. Chofetz Chaim was smarter than, obviously has an answer.
Right.
Gordon says he has an answer.
You ready? How to give a structure? I'm not sure. The story behind it, but when the Gemara says Ilimash Lish Beso, the Gemara did not know yet that the reason is Shemayani. The Gemara just said, I heard a statement, that you should not, you have to give till third. So the Gemara wants to understand that, do you mean third Beso? Yeah, and then the Gemara, when the Gemara comes and says that if that's the case, when you have three mitzvahs, we're going to have a problem, that is when the Gemara realizes. Yeah, with that statement, the Gemara is mechadesh to us that the reason is Shemayani. Once we already brought that, there's no need to bring any more the Gemara and Ksubas. Prior to that, we did not know yet that the reason is Shemayani.
Right. So you're saying that they could have brought Ksuvis, but there's no purpose. So then, what was the bare halacha teida? Why does he say teida? Because he say the same thing. They could have brought Ksuvis, but there's no purpose. They have a good kasha without Ksuvis.
I hear that.
So let me hear what Chaim Gordon, because I cut him off, and he sounded like he was saying something.
The Gemara Ksuvis doesn't add anything to our Gemara's question. Our Gemara's question is Misfara, that you don't have to be Yane, and we know that a third is Yane, so we don't need the Gemara and Ksuvis to ask that question.
In other words, so you're saying like this, saying if our Gemara would be a case of a mitzvah overes, so then the Gemara in Ksuvis, if staka is a case of mitzvah overes, so then the Gemara in Ksuvis is a direct question, even without any svara, no logic, no nothing. It's a straight out collision course. We're talking about a mitzvah overes. Ksuvis is talking about mitzvah overes. Rav Zera says by our mitzvah overes, you have to spend the third, and in Ksuvis it says you don't spend the fifth. So then the Gemara should have asked Bipshitas. Bipshitas means, that's the lashon of the Chofetz Chaim. It's just a straight out stira. You don't have to use any logic. You don't have to think. You don't have to do it. It's just black and white. You said Rabbi Zeira said a third, Zeira and Rav Huna said a third, and here Ksuva says you don't have to spend even a fifth. Then the Gemara should have asked that. The answer is that it's not a straight out stira because there's a difference. Rav Zeira is talking about a mitzvah veris, and Ksuva is talking about a mitzvah shein overis. Now, you're saying that, okay, but once you bring in logic, then you can ask the then you can bring in Ksuvis. The logic is that you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah overis. Even for a mitzvah overis, logic says you have to spend all your money. Okay, so once we anyway have to come out to logic, so the Gemara just asks from logic. The Gemara doesn't need Ksuvis. If you're asking from logic, logic alone suffices. So the teda of the Chavetz Chaim was that he thought that he's saying if you could ask, if Ksuvis is the same, you don't even need, if you can skip logic. That's a part. Logic is, in a certain sense, is debatable, because I argue with your logic. So if Ksuvis was speaking by a mitzvah overes, so even without any logic, it's just black and white a contradiction. So that would be the best question. You said you have to spend the third. You, Rav Zeira, said you have to spend the third. There's like Suman says, you don't even spend the fifth. So that's the strongest question, because you don't have, it's not totally on logic. It's not totally on anything. It's just a black and white contradiction. The answer is the Gemara doesn't ask that, because listen, that already, there's not a straight out contradiction, because Suman is mitzvah she'ein overis. And here are the mitzvah veris. And my logic says that it's a difference that doesn't make for a difference. So your whole gash is predicated on logic. If your whole gash is predicated on logic, then there's no point to quote Ksuvis. Because if we hold up the logic, then you have a kasha based on the logic. Because the logic already knows, just like the logic knows, you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah veris. The logic also knows that if you spend a third of the money, you're going to become an ani. So therefore, you don't need Ksuvis. Ksuvis don't tell you anything.
The logic doesn't say if you spend a third of your money. The logic says if you have plus a mitzvah. Just to point out that really you could ask from Ksuvis straight up that the initial third itself doesn't work out because the mabazis in al yamkomesh. So I'm saying that's not so pleasant to say that answer.
The Gemara is asking even better, because Rav Huna said you spend for each money mitzvah third, and then for sure there is a problem that you're going to become an ani. So the Gemara is asking better. The Gemara is saying this: we have a svara. That svara we don't see in Ksuvis. That when you get a chash ani, you don't have to do it even for a mitzvah of Eretz. We're basing that on svara, and here. For sure, there's a chash ani. According to the way you, Rav Huna, Rav Zeira said it, for sure there's a chash ani. So we don't have to go to Ksuvis. So I'm going to go to Ksuvis to prove that a fifth is a chash ani. What am I don't need that. That's like you said, that's an overkill. I know logically that if you're sending a third for every mitzvah, of course it's a chash ani. So there's no. The Chavetz Chaim only said Teda. I think it's a good chat. So and we'll give everyone credit that the Chavetz Chaim only said Teda if you could ask from Ksuvis without even using any logic. You know, it's like it's that joke of the rugged chopper that you know the Berachas Hedget that you know if you don't need any logic, then it's a better stira because it's a straight out stira. So there's no. So that would be the Chavetz Chaim's kasha. If Ksuvis is a mitzvah overes, just like here, then the Gemara doesn't have to think about ani and not ani and is this an ani? You just stop. There's a stira. But the moment you say that they're not a straight out stira, so then now you need to base your question on a svara. That you don't have to be, logic tells us you don't have to become an ani for a mitzvah overes. Okay, so you're anyway basing a kasha on a svara. So why bother quoting the Gemara in Ksuvis? I'm anyway basing on svara. I'm anyway based on svara, so I'll base it on svara. I'll base it, oh gosh, on Svara. I'm not gonna, I'm anyway have to base on Svara. So I'll base on Svara too, that this also causes ani. A third causes ani, especially the way Rav Zeira said it, that for every mitzvah, you have to spend a third. So then that's for sure a problem of an ani. So it's straight out.
Yeah, but if this is really the case, then the beginning of Tosfos becomes very difficult to understand, because Tosfos starts off saying, mashma, you don't spend all your money. Not only that, it's also mashma, even a third of your money you don't have to spend. He's going on and on and on, when really the whole thing is proof from Ksubis, and it's parallel, then what's Tosfos talking about?
One's overus and one's not overus.
He brings Ksubis also at the end of the teeth.
Right, but why? Ksubis, if that's what he's getting to.
It's the weakest raya, because Ksubis is... Someone said, I forgot who said it. I forgot who said it. Did Shmuel said it or you said it? I don't remember. That theoretically you could argue that we have different standards of nervousness depending about what we're involved in.
I said that. So that
itself makes it so it's not the perfect raya.
It's worse than different standards. It's worse than different standards, because if it's not mamish obligatory, so then you can make a gzer, we're not going to have you spend more than this. But if it's mamish obligatory, in the contrary, pashup shot, if you're mamish obligated to do the mitzvah overis, so then who says that you could start giving an exact calculation as to where you're allowed to draw the line?
Okay, so you're saying, I don't know if you're making a, it depends how strong you're asking this.
I'm saying
it's a mukhluk because for what you're saying, and therefore it's a kash on thesis. Okay, but I would say that it's a point, and that's why it's not such a raya mukhracha since this is bringing, and that's why he first brings his raya, his first raya, because that's a raya mukhracha. And then it brings a second raya to a third. That's a, you know, a little bit of a weaker raya. And then this is the weakest raya. You know, and then that's the sequence of Tosfos. So what comes out? Wait, let me try and summarize a little bit. I'm sorry. Can I summarize? So what it comes out? So according to the Chofetz Chaim, we have a question as follows. Why doesn't the Beis Yosef bring a raya from home that stucco, the fact that stucco, you don't have to pay more than a tenth, is a raya that you don't have to spend more than a tenth for a mitzvah. So the Chofetz Chaim's answer is because stucco is a mitzvah she'ena overis. And eino chinami, according to Tosfos, if you add stucco in a case where the mitzvah overis, where there's nobody else around, you're the only... You're living on a deserted island, in other Mauritian, you're Kayan and Hevel, and there was nobody else in the world. And someone in Kayan came to Hevel or vice versa and asked for staka, and there was no one else there, then you would be chayiv, you know, because it's not Eshra the Echerim. And you would be chayiv more than a tenth.
And the Kayan would have killed Hevel for that.
Let me summarize. And the Chofetz Chaim, that's why Tosfos the Beis Yosef doesn't feel there's a valid raya from staka. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim obviously holds that staichik. So the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Tosfos postulates that Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that the Chazal were koveya the shear of staka. They were koveya the shear in all cases, even if it's a mitzvah overis. And the Tosfos and the Rosh holds that no, when the Chazal were koveya the mitzvah of staka of the tenth, they're talking about a normal situation where it's not a mitzvah overis. Okay. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Okay. Well, we said Wednesday, based on the guys, we wanted to say a different answer. I just want to put it out there because I think it's going to make the nafka mina. We said a different answer. That even the Chofetz Chaim will agree to Rabbeinu Yeruchim that when Chazal say staka, you don't have to give more than a tenth, that's even by a staka when it's a mitzvah overis, even where there's nobody else here on a deserted island, there's a time limit. If the guy doesn't get the staka, he has a deadline, And if and he doesn't have time to go collecting by anyone else, and it's either you give him the money or he's going to miss his plane, and you know, and that's it. There's a deadline, and you know that you're. You know that this is the oldest trick, right? They admit you in the I need a dara to get on the bus, and otherwise the bus is leaving. You can't say it's afshar de acherim, right? The bus is, I have to get home, and I don't have my wallet, and there's a bus, and it's leaving in 2 minutes, and I don't have any money, right? That's so it's not afshar de acherim. So we said that the Taisus holds that, of course, Taka's by that case too, but the Taisus and the Rosh and the Beis Yosef would hold that since the Torah gives, it's a pasuk in the Torah that says that Taka is a miser, so that's not a ptur because it's too much money. That's because the Torah was magner the mitzvah. And that's what we were saying, that when the Torah is magner the mitzvah, so that's a completely different gather. The Torah is magna the mitzvah. So that's what the mitzvah is. There is no, the mitzvah, the chiyuv is only to give a tenth. It's not because more than a tenth is too much money. It's a hardship. The chiyuv of Kriyishma is only to shal shal. The chiyuv of, you know, there's a shir. How much is the chiyuv of learning, you know, we say it gives a young valida, but it's somebody that says it means only, you know, could be eaten the Torah. That's the shir. Torah wasn't mechayev you more. It's not because it's necessarily a hardship. It's because it's a shir. How much the Torah is mechayev you? So the fact that the Torah says stalka is a tenth, that the guy was saying as far it's kovea the shir of the mitzvah. So it has nothing to do by a mitzvah, which is no shir. So you got to make sure you do the mitzvah. So then you got to spend, or maybe you got to spend, a fifth of your money. But by staka, the reason why the tenth is because there's some kind of mystical Indian of staka of a miser. Right? We even find that when people, it says you're not supposed to give staka from, there's some kind of Indian of giving a tenth and not even a ninth, right? You're supposed to be, some people are makbid, they do it, not to give in an umdina, right? You know, there is such a thing? No, It's in Mishnah and Avos, but talking about mice, they're talking about that there's some kind of mystical Indian of a tenth, and if you want to give more, you give more, but there's some kind of Indian of a tenth to staka. You know, there's some magic to the number of a tenth. So, okay, that's the chiyuv of the mitzvah of staka. And there's something about meiser.
Maybe that might just be a separate din. There's a mitzvah at staka, and then there's a mitzvah that gives staka ad meiser. But as far as the basic mitzvah of staka, that mitzvah has the gruel is. You want to say it's not demonstrative of bechiyah, but you do see. Yeah, okay, I take it back. Never mind. I'll
pull okay. Up. Anyway, that's what we said. So we had a different answer. So we have two answers to the Chafetz Chaim's kasha. Either the Chafetz Chaim's answer is because the Beis Yosef that staka is not a mitzvah veris. And our answer is because the staka has a special pasuk. Okay. I'm sorry. I cut you. What I would like for tomorrow, and now listen to the people wanted to talk, but I would like to do the next Bir Halacha. The next Bir Halacha looks also, it's extremely interesting. It's a little bit of a big one. I don't know if we'll do the whole thing, but pieces of it. But it's definitely interesting. I don't know. I also wanted to do that. Just so many things I wanted to do. But okay. I also wanted to do that they show you safe inside. But I think I probably want to do the Bir Halacha first. Okay. Well, anyway,